Since our winter months on the high plains don't often present gardeners with an opportunity to work outside, I thought we might stay indoors a while and visit about a garden gadget that is known by many names. Garden globe, gazing ball, lawn ball, garden ball, mirror ball, chrome ball, or garden orb are some of the monikers given to what the Victorians used to call a gazing globe. And since I actually have one of these antique treasures in my flower bed behind the greenhouse, I thought it might serve as a topic of discussion on a winter's day. I guess I should begin with giving a bit of history about gazing globes, which originated in Italy in the 13th century, where skilled Venetian craftsmen created hand-blown mirrored glass balls that weren't a total orb, but rather had a stem a few inches long so they could securely sit atop a decorative stand. These gazing globes then became a center of a flower bed or landscape as they reflected the garden from all sides in all its glory. They became a part of numerous public gardens in Europe and were wildly popular in the elaborate gardens of Victorian England. By the 1930s, gazing globes were often made of polished metal rather than glass and often took the place of more traditional sundials or birdbath centerpieces in European and American gardens. Their clean geometric lines suited the Art Deco style of the period, and the gleaming metal balls grew in popularity until, just as with any stylish trend, what was new became old again and their popularity waned. But just when you thought there was nothing new under the gardening sun, here they came again a few years ago, in metal or shiny plastic that sported bright iridescent hues like hot pink, paisley purple, electric blue, or lime green. With those colors, I'd have to believe they were reborn on the disco dance floor, especially since they'd sometimes be displayed in the garden, complete with colored lights and a thumping music bed, guaranteed to get even your dahlias dancing. Now, before you start thinking that I've lost my gardening good sense, please realize that I'm very old school about growing things. Therefore, I'm proud to announce that I have one of the bona fide old-timey gazing globes, made from glass and complete with the stem to place it in a base stand. And as if that's not old-timey enough, I bought this antique treasure at a seed store with a wonderful history in Old Dodge City. When I returned from California to the Kansas flatlands in 1972, the seed and feed store was in its final days on the one and only Front Street, just a hop and a skip from what was left of the famous hangouts of Wyatt Earp and Bat Masterson. The days of that historic time and place were numbered, and the feed store was selling everything as is. In a cardboard box in the back room, I found the gazing globe, and immediately made it a part of my garden to be. It waited patiently in the storage box until the house and garden were completed, then staked a claim in the rose bed. The globe is still standing through almost 40 years of Kansas wind, dust storms, hailstones, and blizzards. The glass has clouded, but still reflects the roses and shrubs that call this part of the prairie home. The resilience of my gazing globe never ceases to amaze me. I think perhaps it mirrors the strength and stamina that once was and is still required to grow on the high plains.